Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. In recent episodes, we have been talking about the interrelated parts that make up the ecosystem of the latest generation of power system testing devices, such as Omicron CPX 200. These interrelated parts include, for example, the latest innovations in compact and lightweight hardware, modular companion devices, safety features, and workflow-based software, which are all revolutionizing how users work. In this episode of Energy Talks, we explore an additional interrelated and essential aspect of this testing device ecosystem, namely data analysis and reporting using the latest cloud-based platforms. Joining me is Omicron Product Manager Bafli Farid, who is focused on the use of centralized cloud-based platforms for the analysis and reporting of power system testing data. I will ask Bafli to explain the complexities of data management and the challenges users have faced in accessing data. I will also ask Bafli how Omicron's new Cortex Grid Platform solution addresses these challenges through a highly structured data model that ensures optimum data consistency, accessibility, and compatibility across different assets and systems. Finally, I will also ask Bafli to describe the platform's innovations, its integration with existing testing devices, and how it greatly enhances reporting and decision-making for asset management. So without further delay, welcome Bafli to this episode of Energy Talks.
Thanks for having me, Scott. It's great to talk about Cortex Grid, and more importantly, about what has changed and how we work with power system testing data.
Bafli, why have centralized cloud-based data platforms become an essential aspect of power system testing?
Well, power system testing has become significantly more complex over the last decade or so. We test more assets, we collect more parameters per test, and our assets are now required to stay energized for longer, which means we repeat tests over these long asset lifetimes. And when this data remains distributed across laptops, test sets, or individual projects, it's almost impossible to build a reliable picture of asset condition. And centralized cloud platforms can solve this by creating a single place where data is consistently stored, structured, and most importantly, in a format that is accessible. This enables engineers to perform comparisons, trend analysis, and allows for more seamless collaboration across teams, locations, and time.
Who are the typical users of such cloud-based platforms, and why do they rely on them to perform their work?
Well, it's everyone. Test engineers, commissioning teams, asset managers, and increasingly technical decision makers. Engineers rely on it to avoid rework and manual consolidation, and asset managers rely on it to understand condition, risk, and crucially, the change in asset condition over time.
What have been some of the challenges users have experienced when gaining access to centralized data for assessing electrical asset condition?
A major challenge is fragmentation of data across devices, projects, substations, and teams. These test results are often stored in different formats with inconsistent asset naming and no shared structure. As a result, even when data exists, engineers still struggle to combine it into a coherent asset history or even make reliable comparisons over time. And another challenge is trust. If users don't clearly see where data comes from, how it was processed, or whether it has been modified, they hesitate to base decisions on it. These issues limit the value of centralized data unless they're addressed systematically.
Very good. Bafli, what are the motivating factors that led to the development of Cortex Grid?
The motivation came from observing how much effort engineers spend after testing, cleaning data, aligning results, and rebuilding the asset history manually. Cortex Grid was developed to address this at the data level. Instead of resolving problems afterwards, we wanted to ensure that the data enters the system already structured, linked to the correct asset, and usable for long-term analysis. We saw that customers were already collecting high-quality test data, but the value of that data was often lost after the test itself. And the motivation behind Cortex Grid was to preserve and grow that value over time. We wanted a platform that doesn't just store results, but understands the relationship between assets, tests, and history. So every new test strengthens the overall asset knowledge base.
Pavly, please tell us how Cortex Grid is different from other cloud-based platforms currently used with power system testing devices.
You know, centralizing data on a cloud platform is not really a new idea. So where could we contribute? How could we utilize this technology to add benefit to our customers? Today, many cloud platforms focus primarily on file storage or result visualization. And Cortex Grid is built around the structured data model that understands electrical assets and test semantics. It is not a generic platform. It is a platform purpose-built for our industry. Cortex Grid utilizes this structured data model to harmonize data collected from different devices or different points in time to bring a coherent set of assessment and reporting tools that ultimately enable users to make faster data-driven decisions.
Interesting. Pavly, why is Cortex Grid considered an essential part of the CPX200 ecosystem? How does it truly complement the overall user experience with power system testing?
CPX200 is designed to deliver very precise and comprehensive measurement data. Cortex Grid ensures that this data remains usable beyond the immediate test. Together, they form a continuous workflow from measurement to analysis to long-term asset evaluation. So every test contributes to a growing, consistent asset history. And Cortex Grid also connects the assets and tests executed by the CPX200 to other devices like CPC100, Testrano 600, Sibano 500, and CT Analyzer, thanks to that common data model that I mentioned earlier.
Very good. So what are the key innovations in Cortex Grid that will revolutionize the way users look at and interpret power system testing data in the future?
One key innovation is enabling comparisons across time and across similar assets. Users can immediately see deviations, trends, or inconsistencies that would be difficult to detect manually. And being able to have all the test results from your test equipment in one place opens a wide range of possibilities for combined and customized reporting, cross-test evaluations, and custom assessments. We are truly just scratching the surface of what structured centralized data will do in our industry.
Pavly, how does Cortex Grid streamline testing workflows, for example?
Yeah, workflows are crucial to a platform like Cortex Grid. Our goal is to make sure we reduce friction in every step. The data entry step, if you'd like to call it that, is simply dragging your testing file in any of the supported formats and simply dropping it into the designated CloudLink folder. And from there, everything is automated. The information in that file is converted into the common data model, assigned to an existing asset, or Cortex Grid automatically creates a new one. If the new data conflicts with any existing data, that is also automatically detected and presented to the user. The data is then in its entirety available on Cortex Grid for assessments, such as trending, sister unit comparisons, or fleet comparisons, and finally reporting. And if you are retesting an asset, there is no need to manually enter the nameplate information in the testing software again. You can use a feature like Continuity to directly load the asset nameplate from Cortex Grid directly into the testing softwares, such as PTM, CT Analyzer Suite, or the new CP Expert.
Very good. So do I understand that you enter that data once and you can copy it or apply it to other systems or applications?
That's right. Within the Cortex Grid, if you like, ecosystem of supported devices, you only need to enter the nameplate once on any of those platforms, and then you'll be able to have that nameplate information natively loaded in all of the other supported software as well. So if you have tested previously with PTM and now you have CPX, you don't need to enter the nameplate information again on CPX. You could just have it via Cortex in CP Expert natively.
So that ensures consistency, saves time, and reduces errors that could be made.
That's the most important thing, is that errors, right? Because a lot of time, either people feel like it's a very big task to enter a lot of that nameplate information. So sometimes they ignore certain parts of it. And then the asset manager later receiving that file struggles to identify what asset was actually tested. That's one. The other thing is, of course, we're all human. We can make mistakes. And in the stress of being on site, you can enter something wrong and then later find out pretty late in the process that you've entered it incorrectly.
Bhavli, could you please explain how Cortex Grid ensures this data compatibility and consistency across different systems?
Yeah, we've spoken a lot already about this, but it's because it's so important. The foundation of any level of compatibility and consistency is the common data model. It's a standardized, structured way to describe our assets, tests, and measurements. And this ensures that the same parameter means the same thing everywhere. And that is a prerequisite for any meaningful comparison. Cortex Grid builds on this foundation by presenting this data to users and enabling them to utilize this data for their needs.
So in order to make sustainable and efficient decisions about their electrical assets, users need precise knowledge of the relevant performance indicators. So what are these relevant performance indicators, and how can comparisons be made to gain knowledgeable insights into asset condition?
This is a very important question, Scott, and truly a difficult one to answer. Our assets come in all shapes and sizes, and they're very complex. They also operate in a wide range of conditions, whether those are operational or geographical. Therefore, it makes the task of standardizing a set of performance indicators very personal. Different users will observe different metrics and view those as the most critical. And it is the job of Cortex Grid then to make sure that all the metrics that might be observed are available. And they are coupled with assessment tools that allow customers to create their own performance indicators and comparisons that are primarily more relevant to their situation and condition of their assets.
Can you please describe how Cortex Grid will enhance reporting of test results and how this is an improvement over other cloud-based solutions?
Reporting is essential in our industry. And when it comes to reporting, it is also very personal. During testing, it is possible to generate an enormous amount of data. The task, which is a delicate one, is to then communicate the most important information in the format required. On Cortex Grid, building on the fact that we have the data from the recent test performed, but also all the historical tests performed on this asset, we enable users to customize the content of the report down to the selection of an individual measurement point. This makes sure that the report only includes the information that is needed. And in the future, users will be able to generate reports directly into their preferred formats, thus reducing the amount of time needed to generate the report.
Bhavli, where can our listeners get more information about Cortex Grid?
Yeah, users can visit Omicron's website for detailed product information, or they can speak directly with Omicron experts who can explain how Cortex Grid fits into specific testing and asset management workflows.
Very good. Bhavli, thank you very much for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks to tell us about the Cortex Grid platform and how it will revolutionize the analysis of power system testing data.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure to discuss how structured data can bring historical and new tests together to ultimately support the understanding and management of electrical asset data.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.